538, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And when it comes to economics of any type, I need to get with the Washington Times economic reporter, Patrice Hill. She joins me now, and she's got a front-page story, Millennials Forced to Put Lives on Hold. And if you check it out in today's Washington Times, it's actually part one of a two-part story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. First thing I looked at was millennials. What are millennials? Wait a minute. What are they? Is that the Gen Y?
Gen Y, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're right. I should have used Gen Y in there. That's more familiar to people.
Well, my age. See, now Ann laughs at me. She goes, oh, my God, he didn't know what millennials were. Well, you know what? I'm sorry I didn't. You know, I'm still trying to get over what the Gen Xers were. Now I got that's what you are. You're a Gen Xer. What am I? Oh, I'm a boomer. I'm from way back. Yeah. Anyway, all right. And now this deals with the plight of America's young in trying to achieve gainful employment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what prompted you to write the story and what did you discover?
Well, that's a good question because I got into this. You know, we've been talking for 3-4 years now about the high unemployment rate and how awful it is, and it shows how bad the economy is and everything. And so I just got into it to see who are the unemployed, who are the ones out there who are really getting hit by this economy.
Mm-hmm.
And the evidence is pretty overwhelming that it's mostly these young people. Of course, people in every age group, including boomers and Gen Xers, have all lost jobs and lost income. I'm not trying to say we all got hit by this very deep recession. But the millennials, the Gen Y people, they got hit the hardest, no hands down. They have the highest unemployment rates, the highest underemployment rates, and the picture has been so discouraging that millions of them have just dropped out of the job market entirely.
All right. Now, would it be fair to say that the reason a lot of them don't have jobs is because there are so many experienced people out there in the job market, and so they're hiring those people first?
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
You've hit it. That's actually even an aspect I didn't get into as much as I should have in the story, which is they are getting displaced by people who are older, including their own parents. The baby boom, which is itself being forced to work longer, stay in the job market longer because of their own losses during the recession.
Yeah.
Mostly losses in their home values, losses in stocks and so on that they had depended on for retirement.
Yeah. The younger people, did they expect too much? Do you get that impression sometimes?
It could be, yes, because this generation certainly was groomed to expect. You know, they were the babies of the baby boom,
right?
And the baby boom always expected the best and expected the best for their children and raised them to think that.
And always expected that things would be naturally better next generation.
That's a very good point, and I think perhaps that may be one reason this is so difficult for so many young people is perhaps they did expect way more than could be produced by any economy.
Yeah. All right. So many of these younger people who can't get jobs, they've had to kind of put off things, weddings, perhaps having a child. Maybe some are living at home where they really wanted to be out on their own. You found a lot of that,
absolutely,
I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Large numbers, like a third of them, have had to live at home. That's quite a large number, you know, and
yeah.
Half of them are taking jobs that they really don't want, but just they have to have a job.
Yeah.
So, they've had to make do.
You know, it's so funny. I was thinking that some people in my generation would probably say, good, it's good for them. It's going to teach them a lesson that they'll remember for a long, long time, and they'll value what they eventually get even more.
Yeah, there's some people who say that. I mean, I also came of age in the middle of a deep recession. I won't even mention which one. That was one reason I had I felt a lot of sympathy for
yeah.
the young people because it is hard. You learn in the school of hard knocks. But you can also be scarred by this experience, and you know your earning power will be affected perhaps for the rest of for your entire life,
yeah.
especially if you're held down for many years by the economy.
Yeah. I just I get the impression sometimes, and maybe it's me and maybe I'm a bit jaded, but I have talked to a lot of young people getting out of school, and they expect that, okay, that $100,000 job is just the first step, and then I'm going to go from there. And a lot of times I think that they just, you know, they have this false sense of security when they come out of school that the whole world is, you know, waiting for them.
That could be true. Yeah. And I guess also that in recent decades, teenagers have not been encouraged to work as much. Before the recession, you were seeing a decline in employment among teenagers. So there really isn't as much of a work ethic in the sense that they go out there and earn their own pocket change.
Yeah. Is there a mismatch when it comes to educating these young people in that perhaps we hear about jobs open in certain markets, in certain businesses, but there aren't enough people to fill them? I'm just wondering if we're sending a lot of the young people in the right direction when they go off to school.
Yes, I think you've hit on something very important here, which is that the jobs that are available that are high-paying jobs and that you can't find enough workers are the math and science and technical skills where you need highly technical computer skills and training and so on. And this, many of the young graduates who are having trouble finding jobs, well, they studied English literature, they studied architecture, they studied some kind of arts, liberal arts degree, which didn't qualify them for these jobs. So there is definitely a mismatch, and maybe this is one of the things young people are going to be learning more about.
Yeah. All right. Very interesting piece. I enjoyed reading it a lot, and I'm looking forward to part two. Can you give me a hint what's in part two? You're not allowed to.
Well, just how this youth unemployment problem fed into the worldwide protests that you're seeing in streets everywhere, just about around the world, including our own Washington and New York.
The link to the Occupy crowd. Huh?
Exactly.
All right, cool. Thanks for dropping in. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk again.
Thank you.
Patrice Hill, Washington Times economic reporter. It is 5:45 at 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth.